Number one. Can you help me? I must have misplaced my glasses.
What do they look like?
Oval-shaped, attached to a silver string. Which are the woman's glasses? Number two. And don't forget to pick up the bouquet I've ordered for Mary on your way home from the electronics shop.
I've got to take my pants to the dry cleaners first.
Where has the woman asked the man to go? Number three. How much is your speeding ticket? It shouldn't be over $60.
It's $50, but if I paid by next Monday, I'll get a 50% discount.
You'd better see to it immediately then.
I'm going there tomorrow.
How much is the man going to pay? Number four.
Have you met the new employee?
Yes, and she's really cute, with medium-length wavy hair and a fringe. What does the new employee look like? Number five.
So can you come next Tuesday at 2:30 for that filling?
No problem.
Until then, don't forget to brush 3 times a day and floss at least once.
Where is the woman? Number six. I'm taking my class on a field trip next Tuesday.
Are you going to the rescue center you were talking about or the museum?
The kids wanted to go to the museum, but it was fully booked, so we're going to the zoo instead. Where is the class going? Number seven.
Do you have fiction for children?
If you're interested in mystery, look at the bottom shelf. Science fiction's on the second shelf and adventures are on the top one.
My son's a space and aliens fanatic.
Where will the man probably look for a book? Number eight. Which one is the house you were born in?
The one with the attic and the car in the driveway.
Which house are they talking about? Number nine.
I am so busy today. It's very difficult even to look at all the mail, let alone finish the report.
Well, if you do manage to finish it, I'd like you to send these invoices too. What can the man at least do today? Number 10. Look at what Mark got me for my birthday. Isn't it cute?
I've got nothing against canaries, but I would have preferred an iguana.
Well, as they say, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. What did Mark get the woman? Number 11. Why are you limping? Knee injury?
I sprained my ankle as I was giving Chris a hand with a move.
I think you should have it seen. Where does the man hurt? Number 12.
Excuse me, didn't there used to be a bank on that corner next to the gym?
It's moved across the street, next to the movie theater. Where is the bank now? Number 13.
Nicole and I were supposed to have brunch today, but Alice called and asked me to pick her up from the dentist because her car was at the garage.
That's a pity. But you can still arrange it for tomorrow.
No. Nicole has to take her daughter to ballet practice.
What had the woman arranged for today? Number 14.
Are you done showering? You've taken ages. You'll be late for school.
I'm almost done. What's for breakfast?
Pancakes on the kitchen table. And hurry up. I'll be waiting in the garage.
Where is the boy? Number 15.
I've got to start exercising. Maybe take up swimming at the indoor swimming pool at the sports center.
I've checked it out and it's not very clean. How about joining a gym?
Much too expensive. Jogging is a much more affordable option.
Which sport can the woman not afford? Number 16.
Are you coming with me to the theater tonight? There's a funny adaptation of a spy story at the Rex.
No, for once I've read the book, and it's not at all funny. Besides, I'd rather go to the art gallery. There's a very interesting exhibition of modern art.
What does the woman want to do? Number 17.
I used to dream of an acting career, but now I think that a job behind the camera would suit me better.
Being a director is quite fascinating, but demanding as well.
What I had in mind is film editing.
What job is the man considering now? Number 18.
How do you like my new hairstyle?
I like the dark color better, but I don't think the perm really suits you. I'm glad you left it long, though.
What does the woman's hair look like? Number 19.
All set for the camping holiday this weekend?
I'm not sure about sleeping in a tent. Do you think we can borrow your dad's trailer?
No way. He'd prefer to pay for hotel accommodation.
Where are they definitely not going to sleep? Number 20.
John and I have chosen a completely different holiday destination this year.
You mean you're not going to a cosmopolitan resort like you usually do? Is it going to be an exotic island this year?
No, we're going on an African safari.
Where is the woman going for her vacation? Number 21.
In case you can't reach me on the phone, send me an email.
I won't have access to a computer, so I'll probably text you. You better check your text messages.
How is the woman going to contact the man? Number 22.
I've got to do the dishes and vacuum before I dust the furniture.
I've done the vacuuming, and Diana's offered to do the washing up when she finishes her homework.
What is the woman probably going to do? Number 23.
Excuse me, where can I check in?
Desk 3, but you better hurry, they're closing the gate in 20 minutes.
Where is the woman? Number 24.
Where do I fill out my name?
In the box in the top left corner. And don't forget to sign in the bottom right box just under the date.
What does the form the man filled out look like?
Number 25. I'll take this book. Do you take credit cards?
Sure, only I'll need some type of ID. Have you got a driver's license?
I've only got my social security card. Will that do?
No problem.
What does the woman not have?